kilayim. Perek tes mishnah beis. Hashiraim v'akalach ein bahem mishum kilayim. Shiraim is a fabric that's similar to linen. V'akalach is a fabric that's similar to wool. Ein bahem mishum kilayim. There's no kilayim problem by them. Aval asur mipnei maris ayin. But it's also because of maris ayin. But the Rav says that nowadays it doesn't apply. Everybody has associations with a lot of these different fabrics, and everybody knows what linen is and what wool is as well. And all these other fabrics as well. So it's not a problem with kilayim anymore. Mishra Shani asks, what about that we know that when Beis Din makes a din, a gzera, you can't just go and say, oh, it doesn't apply anymore, because we have a lot of halachas now that the reason no longer applies, but still we have to keep with the gzeras of Beis Din from the previous generations. So the answer is, the Mishra Shani explains that the gzera itself, the decree itself, was only on places where these items weren't so common. But nowadays, these items are common everywhere. And therefore, the gzera wasn't even made to us. That's the whole point. It was only made to places where it wasn't so common. The gzera and the iser of maris ayin. Mishnah continues, HaKarim v'ksosos ein ben mishum kilayim. Karim, the Rav says, are mattresses. The way they'd have mattresses, let's just imagine that it was sheets of what we're talking about now is kilayim, one on top of the other. I guess they would stack them up, and eventually that would be the mattress. Haksosois, that is the same type of thing, but underneath the head. Both of these, there's no issue of kilayim. And the reason that it's something that's not like a pillow, because these things can't be filled. The Rav says, specifically, when we say these things aren't kilayim, the halacha of the isser of having kilayim is dafka putting something on top of you and wearing it. But underneath you, minatara is not a problem of kilayim. And the Rav says, it's only where these things are absolutely flat, they are hard, and they are hollow. But if they're filled, if they're soft, if they are not flat or not put on something that's flat, they're put on another pillow that's underneath, and there's any concern that it's going to curl up or bend in. So if you lie on a filled mattress, so you're going to sink in, and then the sides, there's a very strong shash, the sides go up and curl on top, and there may be a thread that goes on top of a person's skin, and then he's over the iser of kilayim. So they only said that only specifically has to be flat, hard, it's not going to bend up, and also it has to be hollow so it doesn't do that, and it has to be a platform underneath, and so on and so forth. Uvilvad shelo yeh besar nogeya behen, as long as your skin doesn't touch them, even if they're underneath you. Mishnah continues, ein arai lekilayim. There's no such thing as temporary kilayim. So if a person's going to wear something, he can't just put on a shirt, you know, for 5 seconds and take it off and think that it's arai. That's an issa d'oraisa. As long as that's the normal way of wearing it, he's not allowed to put it on even temporarily. Velo yilbash kilayim afilu al gabe asar, and don't wear kilayim even on top of 10 other garments. So even if a person is not physically getting any benefit from this kilayim, his body doesn't benefit because he's got another 10 garments underneath the kilayim. Plus, it's not touching his body, it's not making him warm, it's not even protecting him from elements from the outside because he's got other things doing that underneath this garment. Still, he's not allowed to wear it because that's still considered wearing it. It's on top of him and he's wearing it, but derech levush. Now this last line, afilu lignoi v'samechas, you can't wear kilayim even to steal tax. So the Rav does not say that this is talking about where government officials from the country are trying to collect tax and he's trying to steal it through kilayim. Taisis Yantav explains, because that's dina de malchus adina, one shouldn't do that. But rather the case is, the Rav says two examples. One is you have a person that used to collect tax specifically from Jews, and the way you'd get out of it is to specifically look not like a Jew. And that was the only reason a person wear kilayim, because when this guy would collect taxes and he saw somebody wearing kilayim, he would assume that he's not a Jew. So that's the reason he wore the kilayim. He wasn't wearing it because he specifically wanted to wear it or to wear the kilayim. He was trying to do it just for a different reason. That's a davar shaloi miskaven. We're going to get back to that in a second. And that's aser. Anyway, the Mishnah says it's aser. The second thing that the Rav says that this case is that the guy is just trying to get out of tax, and they don't collect tax from the shirt that's on your back. He didn't want them to collect. Let's say the guy owed some money, and if he would be carrying around kilayim, they would take the kilayim, which is worth something. He can sell it in the street. So instead of having to give it up, he puts it on his body. So now they can't take it from him. So that's also a davar shaloi miskaven. So the Rav says both of these cases are usher, and this mission is going according to the Maan Damar, davar shaloi miskaven is usher, because his kavana here is not specifically to wear the kilayim, although he for sure is. The kavana is to try to get out of something else. That's his end game, is to get out of paying taxes. And there's an obvious question on this, and I prepared an optional recording right below.